from endings to beginnings, trusting God for healing and wholeness in every season. 2024 is almost behind us. 2025 is nearly here. And as we bid farewell to one year and welcome another, we're reminded that God is at work in all seasons of our life. Every moment of every day, God is at work. When we experience transitions, they can be joyful, perhaps they can be challenging. But every transition that we experience is an opportunity for us to reflect on God, on his faithfulness, and our commitment to him. We need to rely on God's guidance in every aspect of our lives. Our focus this evening really is on trusting God, trusting him for healing, trusting him for wholeness, trusting him for direction as we move from one season to the next. To anchor our thoughts, I want us to consider Psalm 90 verse 12 and Proverbs 3 verse 6. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. And seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. These scriptures for us, friends, are an important reminder. It reminds us to live intentionally, trusting God to move, trusting God to act, trusting God to bring healing where healing is needed, and that we can seek his perfect will for our lives every moment of every day. Our God is sovereign. He is all-knowing. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He knows everything. He is everywhere. And he loves you and I as individuals. He loves us with a passion that we can't begin to understand. No human love is equal to the love of Father God. This evening, first of all, I want us to reflect on God's faithfulness and healing. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I don't think the writer of Lamentations is suggesting here that God abandons us at night. God is with us every moment of every day. But the people that Jeremiah was writing to needed a reminder that God was still active, that God was still moving. Lamentations was written during Israel's exile. It was a time of profound sorrow and hardship for the Jewish people. Yet Jeremiah declares that God's love and mercies are steadfast, they're secure. The Hebrew word for mercies comes from a root word that means compassion or womb. It symbolizes tender, loving care. It's the idea of being encompassed with the love of God. God's faithfulness extends to our hearts, to our minds, and to our bodies. Maybe you've paused. Maybe you've reflected over the year that's gone by. I'm sure each of us have seen both wounds and wonders throughout the year. There are those times when we felt broken. There were those times when we felt down, when we looked at the circumstances that were going on in the world, or perhaps even in our own families, our own lives, and we struggled. And we prayed, and God was faithful. He gave us the strength that we needed to face the day. And God's faith in us is a reflection of our faith in him. His faithfulness is evident because he sustains us, he heals us, he delivers us, even in our brokenness. Psalm 103 verses 2 and 3 remind us of this. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. The healing that comes from God is holistic. It's physical, it's emotional, and it is spiritual. Just take a moment and think back about God's goodness on your life. How he's already brought healing and wholeness to you in the year that has passed. I know some of you journal, and journal can be a great way to remember what it is that God has done. To keep a diary of prayers and answered prayers helps us to actually see what God has done and what God is doing. I think often in our lives we pray and we kind of expect an instant answer. But an answer could come days, weeks, months, even years later. God is faithful. He will answer prayer at the right time. And maybe even this year, he's answered a prayer that you'd forgotten about. God is faithful. God is loving. And he cares about the detail of our lives. I think at times our lives can almost feel like a mosaic. When you think about how a mosaic is created, it looks like there's shattered pieces of stone or shattered pieces of glass. And yet when they're placed into the artist's hands, those broken fragments can be made into something beautiful. God does that in our lives. We may not recognize it. We may ignore God when he is at work in our lives, but we can trust him. He does deal with our brokenness when we allow him to. I think quite often we put up this barrier, we put up this wall, we pretend, it's a great British thing, to pretend the British stiff upper lip. We could be screaming on the inside, but it's almost like a sea of glass on our face. And we don't like to admit that we go through difficulties. We don't like to admit when it gets gooey and we get bogged down. But in those circumstances, in those difficulties, that is when God can work and work the strongest way possible to deliver us, to rescue us, to bring healing as he creates something new. Max Lucado wrote this: God loves us too much to leave us broken. He mends the brokenhearted and binds up our wounds. I know that to be true, and I pray that you do too. Second point, renew your commitment to Christ for wholeness. Romans 12:1. I've revisited this verse time after time in the past year. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Paul's plea in Romans, it calls us to dedicate ourselves fully to God, to be sold out for God. The Greek term for bodies, soma, it refers to the whole person, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Every part of us, every aspect of us. And maybe some of us are willing to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Maybe some of us are willing to live that daily act of worship that God calls us to. God is our healer, God is our restorer, and he is meant to be central in our lives. We're meant to give him first place. We are meant to decrease that he might increase in our lives. Sadly, there are many Christians in the 21st century that do not have Christ at the center of everything. They put Christ to one side. They put him off to the edges somewhere. It's almost like Christ should be the driver of our car, but sometimes we put him in the passenger seat. Or sometimes we lock him in the boot of the car. We can hear him trying to speak to us, but we ignore what it is that he's saying. Friends, we need to renew our commitment to God. We need to ensure that we submit every area of our lives to him. The only way that we can be truly whole is if we are holy in Christ. Every part of our lives, every aspect must be committed to him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us of this. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. When you turn to Jesus, when you accept him as Lord and Saviour, we are born again. It's like we've become a new person. Yet so many people try and hang on to what was a part of the old life. But that's gone. Our sins, past, present, future, have all been dealt with. We are made new in Christ. Wholeness in Christ is not merely about our physical health. It's also about our restoration in every aspect of our being. And as this new year begins, ask yourself, what areas of your life do you still need Christ's healing and restoration to be active in? What is it that you need him to renew? What is it that you need him to change? What is it that you need him to make different in you for 2025? Maybe there's temptations that need to be dealt with. Maybe there's some kind of besetting sin that just keeps dragging you backwards. Allow God to heal your brokenness. Allow God to fill in the cracks. Be fully in Christ and allow Him to make you whole. Kintsugi, you know, the Japanese art form where you have a cracked pot or a bowl and instead of just throwing it away, it's repaired, not with glue, but with gold. The rebuilt pot, the fixed vessel, can actually be more beautiful in its brokenness than it was to begin with. Christ makes us whole in a way that reveals His glory. Christ makes us whole in a way that brings honour to His name. Christ can deliver us and set us free from those things that drag us back. Maybe it's a memory of something that's difficult to deal with. God can bring you peace. Maybe it's a circumstance or situation that you went through, and even now it triggers something in you. You are loved by Jesus. You are loved by God. And when you trust Him, He can give you different thoughts. He can transform and renew your mind. He can allow you to see that even in the circumstances that took place, He was with you and you weren't alone. God loves us. He cares for us. And Christ makes a way for us to be whole and healed and set free. The author Catherine Marshall said this: God will not permit any troubles to come upon us unless He has a specific plan by which great blessings can come out of the difficulty. Maybe we struggle to accept the truth of this statement at times. Maybe when it feels like our back's against the wall, when we have exhausted all of our strength, it's difficult. When we're going through trials, it's difficult to understand how blessings can come out of them. But they do. God works everything together for His glory, for those who love Him, for those who know Him, for those who trust Him. And we're called to rely on Him. That's the third point. Rely on God's guidance and His power. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. These verses, they encourage us to lean completely on God. The Hebrew word for trust, betach, it implies bold confidence, implies security, it implies a strength. God invites us to rely on Him in every circumstance, in every situation. We may feel uncertain, we may be troubled, we may be worried. The dark clouds may be looming overhead, but God calls us to trust in Him. And when we trust Him, He leads us, He guides us. He's promised to never leave us or forsake us. In whatever trouble we find ourselves, He is with us. We are not alone. And yet, we need to rely on God. We need to let go of control, the control that we falsely think that we have, and submit ourselves to Him. To Him whose plans are greater than our own. To Him who knows the end from the beginning. Isaiah 40:31 reminds us of this. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I'm sure many of us have had those moments in our lives when our strength has left us. We know that in our own strength, we cannot do what we want to do. But when we trust in God, when we believe in who God is, He fills us with His strength. We can trust Him. He cares, He loves, and He guides. A child who's learning to walk relies on their parents to guide them, to catch them, to help them to walk. If you've had a child and you've helped them to learn how to ride a bicycle, you know that there is that time when you've got to hold on to the bike to keep them secure. But there's also those times when you can release your hands. Your children might trust and think that you're still holding on to them, but you've let go. God never lets go. We may not see His hands. We may not feel His touch, but He will never let go of us. We can have peace in that. Author Tony Evans wrote this: Faith is acting like God is telling the truth. Trust his promises for healing, direction, and strength. I think as Christians, there are times when we act like Christians. There are times when we put on the right look, we say the right things, but we're actually not feeling it. We need to trust God in every circumstance and situation. And if we're struggling to trust, then we need to ask God to step in, to help us in our faith, to help us believe more in his promises, in him, in his plan. Even when we're struggling, we can try and rely on ourselves, but we must rely on God. In conclusion, healing and hope for a new year. As we close this year and step into the next, let's reflect on God's faithfulness. Let's think about how he's already healed us in times past. Let's think about his work in our lives, the fact that he's active every single day, even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it. God has not left us alone. He is faithful. But let's also renew our commitment to Christ. Trust in him to make us whole. Trust in him to lead us according to his will and purposes. Trust in him. Let's try and be as committed to him as he is to us. And let's be willing to rely on God's guidance, his guidance for strength, his guidance for direction. In every circumstance and situation that you face this year, let me encourage you that our first reaction should be to pray, should be to take it to our Lord in prayer. There's an old song that says, "Are you weak and heavy laden? Take it to the Lord in prayer." We can find solace in Jesus. We can find peace in the midst of difficulty. We need to surrender our lives to him and trust him. Romans 10:9, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Maybe there are some amongst us tonight that have yet to do that. Let me encourage you, even before we get into 2025, while we're still here in 2024, make the decision to invite Jesus in. Revelation talks about him standing at the door and knocking. He's a gentleman, and although he's almighty and all-powerful, he will never force that door open. We are meant to open the door and let him into our lives. How do we do that? We simply repent. We turn from the sin of our old life. We ask for forgiveness, and we accept Jesus as Lord and Saviour. You know, the ultimate healing that Jesus can do in any of our lives is to heal us spiritually. Without him, we're lost. When we're in him, we're saved. Without him, we're sinners, deserving punishment. With him, we're forgiven and called children of God. In 2025, may we be willing to go and share the truth of the gospel. May we be willing to go and tell others who Jesus is. And may we experience his touch, his healing, and his love in everything that we do. 2024 may have been difficult, but God has been with us. He is our source of healing. He is our source of wholeness. He is our source of forgiveness, redemption, and love. Trust him. Trust him to move in your life, the life of your family, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbours. Trust him to do something wonderful in this community. And tonight, if you need prayer, trust that God will hear our prayers and that he will answer according to his will and according to his time. Let's just bow our heads. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your perfect love that casts out fear. And Lord, at this time, many of us may be fearful of what lies ahead, but I thank you that we can trust in you. I thank you, Lord, that the days are ordained, that you already know what will come to pass, that you knew us even in our mother's wombs, where you knit us together. And I thank you that you care for each and every part of your creation. I pray, Lord, that for those that need a touch from you right now, that you will move, that you will move in power. For those, Lord, in this room, I pray that your Holy Spirit will descend and bring healing and wholeness to all that need it. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, even financially, Lord, you, nothing is beyond you. You are able to bring healing and wholeness where it's required. And I thank you that we can trust in you. And that as our heads are bowed before you now, that even now that you are at work in our lives, in the lives of those that we know, may each of us know you as our Lord and our God and our Saviour. I think, Lord, of those of others, Lord, who are unwell right now. Maybe they're just suffering from something simple like a cold. Or maybe they're waiting for test results to find out what it is that they face. Thank you that you are suffering. And I pray, Lord, that you will bring comfort, that you will bring peace, and that you will bring healing and wholeness to those people too. For each one of us, Lord, we're all broken in some way. But I thank you that you are the great physician, that you are the great healer, that you can remold us, reshape us. Lord, that you fill in those broken parts of us, Lord, the cracks, the fractures. And I pray, Lord, that for each one that's here tonight, that you will begin a healing work in our lives. Thank you that we are already whole in Christ, but may we be released from whatever it is that binds us. And may we walk freely, praising and worshipping you, our Lord, our King, and our God. May your blessing rest upon each and everyone that's here. And those, Lord, that can't be with us tonight, right where they are, will you bless them. May they know your healing and touch too. In Jesus' name, amen.